You're listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, January 13th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Well, good morning.
How about them Niners?
49ers.
Wow. Crazy ooh, stuff this weekend in football. And I got up this morning, I thought, you know, everything kind of worked out the way I had planned. Not that it had anything to do with me, but Niners won. The Ravens lost, which I didn't see happening, but it happened. The Chiefs won, and the Packers won, all of which were in my wheelhouse. I wished I would have bet now. With what? I don't know. I could have bet a quarter. I could have bet a donut hole, but it, yeah, well.
There's two key factors that I was going for this weekend.
Yeah.
One,
yeah.
Niners win.
Niners win.
Two, Seattle loses.
Seattle is on vacation.
Done.
Done.
You done.
Done, done, done.
Go back to your little
Did you watch the game last night? Did you watch
yes.
the game?
Yeah.
I was on, I'll be honest with you, and it didn't matter. I think the 49ers are good enough. They certainly are good enough on paper and what we've seen the last few weeks to make it to the Super Bowl against any team. And they're good enough to win it, too, I think.
I think so.
But watching football yesterday, I'm pretty sure they're watching film right now at this very moment going like, wow, look at KC. Wow, look at Tennessee. Wow, look at the Packers. All of which did pretty good yesterday and Saturday. But I thought, you know, at least for football, it was a great weekend for football, watching all the champions.
Oh, yeah.
Get together and duke it out. Great games.
Oh, yeah. It was good football weekend. Yes.
All four of them. All right. Unlike this program, which has nothing to do with greatness and everything to do with donut holes, it is time for the Who
Donuts.
Cares. I know, right? We're way behind on that, too.
Extremely behind.
Time for the Who Cares News. What's happening?
The royal family is coming together to discuss Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's drastic move of stepping back from
Look,
their senior
this is our international
positions.
Nightmare. I get yes. it. I get it. I get it.
The meeting is today.
It's today.
Probably happening right now.
Does anybody care? I mean, I know that's why we do it, because nobody cares. And we don't care.
I care.
You kind of care? What is to happen?
Nothing.
What can happen?
I don't know.
Meghan is going to be the voice of a Disney cartoon. I heard that. She's doing it for charity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, like she needs the money. Well, she might need.
Well, she might need the money
depending
now.
Depending on the outcome of today's meeting, she might want to be thinking about the back end of that movie. I tell you what, I'll take 3 points.
Palosaurus reports that the family is gathering today to talk things through.
Talk things through.
The Queen, Prince Charles, William, and Harry.
Oh,
they
wow.
will all be in attendance.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. Now, it's believed that Meghan will phone in because, you know, she's in Canada, eh?
She's in Canada, so she can't be there. Sorry, Your Majesty. Busy.
Making a change to the...
I got a new dress.
Jeez.
We're going to have to do the adventures of Harry and Meghan on this show, I think. I like this all of a sudden.
The adventures of Harry and Meghan.
I like this. How to survive after being a royal.
Oh, there you go.
Stepping back, the survival guide. Stepping back 101. I like this.
The word is that making a change to the working life and role of the monarchy for the Duke and Duchess
right.
of Sussex,
right.
it requires complex and thoughtful discussion.
Well, yeah.
Of course
what
it does.
What are they going to do? We talked about security. We talked about money, housing, all of those things.
Yep.
Are they going to like kick them to the curb?
You're
out.
Not going to be senior.
Do they need to get a drive-on pass to get into Buckingham Palace at the gate?
Possibly.
I'm sorry, the name again was Duke of Sussex, buddy. Stand by. Let me check the list. I'm not seeing you on the list. Let me call up to the house.
Evidently, they said that everything's going to be...
Grandmama, let us in.
I must phone the house. And Harry will be in the car going, give me the phone. Just hand me the phone. Give me the phone.
No. Duke of Cambridge. Are you related to the Duke of Cambridge? Because he's on the list. You, sir, are not. Grandmama says you can come in, but leave that bitch in the car.
All right,
leave that tart in the car.
They say that everything's going to be agreed upon at the meeting today. Which is surprising to me that they can do a meeting and agree about everything that fast.
Yeah, look how long it takes them to decide on who's going to be the Pope. I mean, not the British, but you know. Well, this got off the rails really quick today, didn't it?
I would say you're off the rails.
Well, that's me.
I think you've just changed tracks and everything. All right, so you're going to love this one.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Your girl, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What's she doing?
You know, she's asked us to buy some pretty, not us personally, but
well,
she's asked us to buy some pretty outrageous things. But I've got the icing on the cake for you.
Uh-oh. What's that?
I've got the cake topper. Yeah. I've got the end all.
Oh, God, no.
It doesn't get...
Oh, no.
Ready for this?
I'm ready, okay. I think. Let me sit down.
Goop.com is selling... Kim and Rhea Vista, are you listening?
Goop.com.
Goop.com is selling a candle. It's a scented candle.
Of course it's a scented candle. It's always
what kind of scent do you think she'd be going for?
I don't even want to guess. Don't want to guess.
It's scented as a woman's lady part.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Oh, man. That does not surprise me.
Does it smell like fish?
Tacos? Something?
$75 a pop.
Really?
$75 candle. Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
more
sir.
Expensive than a dime store private dancer. Did I say that?
They sold out.
Of course they did. I'm sure they're advertising on all the porn sites. Ooh, I have a scented candle. Smells like a woman's thing.
Story goes on to say that Gwyneth was developing scents with a perfume company.
Uh-huh.
And when she tested this particular one, she said, "Oh, that smells like a bleep." And that's what they named it. It's called Smells Like My Bleep.
Oh, my gosh. But so there's a word in there, right?
Don't worry. Bleep. Yes. Yeah. Even though it sold out quick, there's a waiting list for when it comes back.
God. This is the home of the $15,000 sex toy, Goop.com. And I mean, it's not a set. I mean, it's not like Adam and Eve or what are those other places called? I don't know.
No.
But it's not one of those places. It's just, you know, she's in touch with her whatever.
Well,
or
no,
touching
she's,
something
she sells
or,
it on the same site that she sells, like, you know, things for the kitchen and.
Oh, and the eggs.
Bath and home.
The jade eggs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's kind of fixated on that part of her body, isn't she? I'm beginning to think. You know, who would not stoop to such. I don't know. Bottom scraping. I didn't mean to say bottom. I meant barrel scraping.
Basically, it's whose candle would you buy?
I would buy Halle Berry's candle, hands down. There you go.
I got nothing else. Yeah.
Good, because that's enough.
Yeah.
All right, with that, and we're sold out too. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.